it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. As Philadelphia police continue their search for 23-year-old Kata Scott, we are learning more today about the criminal past of the man charged with her abduction. Keon King has been charged with kidnapping before, but in that case, the Philadelphia District Attorney withdrew the charges within a month of his arrest. KYW's Crime and Justice reporter Kristen Johansson has more.
The alleged incident happened January 13th of this year. Law enforcement sources say King went to his ex-girlfriend's home along 23rd Street near Burks three times. The first incident around 2:30 in the morning when sources say he climbed over a fence and tried to open her window and then kicked and pounded the door to get in but left before police arrived. He came back 13 hours later around 3:30 in the afternoon. Sources say when again he tried to get into the home looking into windows with a gun in his waistband. Just about an hour later, sources say the victim and a friend left the home to run an errand when King jumped out, grabbed her, and pulled her into his car with his two-year-old allegedly sitting in the back seat. They say King drove the victim around, assaulting her, biting her face, and choking her, but he then let her out at 7th and Girard, and that's when she flagged down police to report the incident.
King was arrested in April. A preliminary hearing was scheduled for late May, but according to court records, when the victim and witness did not show up, the prosecutor dropped the case. The district attorney's office did not refile charges again until earlier this week when they arrested King in connection with the disappearance of Kata Scott. A 27-year-old Warminster man will spend the rest of his life behind bars after being found guilty of first-degree murder for killing his ex-girlfriend outside of her West Conshohocken home minutes after she broke up with him. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports.
It took the jury 45 minutes to find 27-year-old Michael Dutkowitz guilty of first-degree murder for shooting and killing 25-year-old Alyssa Wiest outside her home on Moorhead Avenue in West Conshohocken around 12:30 a.m. on May 18th. Montgomery County DA Kevin Steele says it was clearly first-degree murder.
She ran for her life, and he followed her out of the house and shot her two times. One paralyzed her, knocking her to the ground, and as she lay prone on the ground, he put a fifth bullet in her head.
Alyssa's father, Kurt Weiss, says his daughter was a superstar who touched so many lives, and the family started a foundation in her name. She was a microbiologist at GSK, and the foundation will support women in STEM careers.
First-degree murder carries a mandatory sentence of life in prison without parole. The University of Pennsylvania is rejecting the Trump administration's offer of preferred status for federal funds in exchange for influence over hiring, admissions, and even curriculum. KYW's Matt Coughlin has more.
The University of Pennsylvania will not sign what the Trump administration calls the Compact for Academic Excellence in Higher Education. In a statement, University President J. Larry Jamison says his office provided focused feedback to the Trump administration on areas of alignment and what he termed substantive concerns. The compact requires colleges to ban the use of race and sex in hiring, admissions, and financial aid, limit international students to 15% of total enrollment, and commit to the administration's definition of gender, among other provisions. City Council member Jamie Gauthier praised the move.
President Jamison and the Board of Trustees decided to do the right thing. There was no other answer to this proposal than no.
The announcement follows a faculty Senate vote urging leadership to reject the compact. With winter right around the corner, PennDOT officials are taking steps to keep drivers and passengers safe on Pennsylvania roads. KYW's Justin Udo reports.
PennDOT is ready for winter.
That's PennDOT Secretary Mike Carroll, who says they have 45,000 roads to maintain during the winter. And even though it's still fall, they're gearing up for those snowy days.
We have 500,000 tons of salt ready across the state. We have 2,600 trucks ready. We have over $200 million budgeted.
At a press conference in Delaware County, Carroll let residents know there were more than 8,000 crashes on snowy or icy roads in the Commonwealth last year.
And very sadly, 29 lives lost as a result of these crashes in Pennsylvania.
Carroll says drivers should always follow the speed limit, especially when the speed limits are lowered due to winter weather. He also reminds motorists to buckle up and stay off their phones while driving. New Jersey is suing gun manufacturer Sig Sauer and demanding the company recall a pistol that has been documented to fire unintentionally. Details from KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty.
New Jersey Attorney General Matt Platkin's team showed several videos of weapons firing without being touched. He says all of them involved the Sig Sauer P320.
Body camera footage and eyewitness accounts from police departments in New Jersey and Connecticut and Texas and Washington and Wisconsin and other jurisdictions tell this story all too frequently.
Platkin says the P320 was identified by the U.S. military as unsafe, and the military required an additional safety be added to the pistols issued to service members.
Despite being aware of these risks, Sig Sauer continued to sell this product to the civilian public and to law enforcement agencies across the country. They did so without implementing the external safety the Army insisted upon.
The lawsuit demands the company recall all of these guns at its own expense and stop marketing the product as safe. Sig Sauer has not responded to our request for comment. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.